Okay. What we're going to do is we're going to do a little training on how to change a recording number on a person that's already been recorded. So basically what we're doing, we're going into the official login. You're going to put in your user and password for the recording secretary. And then you see on the screen where it says LRO number change. If you click on that,
yep.
Uh-oh. This is one of the things I was getting. Let me see if I can get it from here. Okay. What? Why are you doing this to me now? Okay, we may have to start it again.
Because you're recording it.
Yeah, I'm going to stop recording. Okay, this is a training course to show the recording secretaries how to change a recording number on an existing person that's been recorded. So we log into our official login. Since I already logged in, it's taking me to it. Then you'll see where it says LRO number change. You click on that, and you'll get this screen. So I'm going to do this by last name. I'm going to put in Cox, do a search, and you'll notice it shows me that person. We're going to click on the edit on the far left-hand side. We're going to edit this one. It will then give you this screen that shows you your current recording number. And then whatever recording, I'm going to change yours and then we'll change it back. So I'm going to do a copy of this one. So I'm going to put in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, okay? And then we hit save. And that takes you back to this screen. If I do the same search again, put in Cox, and I click on it, you'll notice that it says the current number is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And then I'll put your old one back in here, say save it. And then if we look at it again, oops. You'll see it's changed back. So that's all you have to do to change somebody's recording number. So if you go to the, you know, Terry's or the Washington's LRO and you get your recording number from there, you can come here and then change it here. Okay, I'm going to stop the recording now.